Did you raise cotton?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about raising cotton?
Well, we even run a cotton gin.
Oh, at the farm?
We run, in other words, on the same property. We run the cotton gin and the grist mill, the sago mill and all for the whole community.
No kidding.
My daddy inherited that from his daddy. Now, people come from all around bring a corn in there to grind it to make their meal, and they brought their cotton in there when they picked it to be gin. And then when syrup making time come, why, he'd schedule each one at a certain time, and they had to get their wood in there to do the cooking with, and then when their cane got ripe, why, they brought it in there, and then it was put through the mill and cooked off and made syrup out of it.
Well, that's interesting. Did you have electricity when you lived there?
No.
Okay.
No, sir.
All right.
Listen, when we got electricity, we didn't get electricity in Hewittown until 19 and... Oh, way after I was married.
No kidding, really?
And I was married in 23. It must have been about, it was after the Depression. The Depression was in the 30s before they got electricity out there.
When they get it in Birmingham, do you know? Was it much sooner?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what year it come to Birmingham. I just don't know. Back in the 1800s.
Oh, okay. Cotton and corn grow in a...
field.
Tobacco grows in a...
tobacco field.
Okay. What might you say was grown in a patch?
Well, now we call it a patch most any little small place.
I see. But tobacco wouldn't be grown in a patch.
No, a patch...
it'd be big.
You get your Webster Dictionary and look at a patch and it's small.
So it's more like a garden or
that's
something.
That's right.
I see. Well, tell me some things. Did you have patches?
Oh, yeah. Now, down there where I was raised, you see, there was a lot of hills in there, and you had to pick out your fields where your ground was kind of level where you could grow stuff, and you'd have a patch here and just all over the place, see?
And did you rotate the crops?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What kind of little fences do you have around gardens?
What kind of fence do we have then?
Yeah.
Paling fence.
And what was that made out of?
Made out of, you take oak timber, cut oak timber, and split your palings out of them.
I see.
Like make boards for to cover a house out of it.
That would be weather boards?
No, boards. Just boards for the top of the house.
Oh, for the top, I see. Well, okay, do you have any other names for different kinds of little wooden fences?
Well, we used to have a little fence, what's called a picket fence,
mm-hmm.
back then.
Now, what's the difference between that and a paling fence?
Well, a little picket fence was made out of little small palings. Now, we had what we call a little picket fence that went around this house here.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... back then, we didn't paint it. We whitewashed it. What they call a whitewash is a paint made out of lime and stuff. I forget what all went in that. But it lasted. It stayed on there, and it preserved the wood, too.
So you had yours was whitewashed around.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the kind of fence that has twisted sharp wire at the top? If you tried to climb over it, you'd tear your pants.
Barbed wire.
Okay. Can you name any other kinds of wire fences?
Yeah, you take regular hog wire fence, and then there's chicken wire.
Now, what's the difference between hog wire and chicken wire?
Well, now chicken wire is a little bitty fine wire, and you got different mesh on it. What I mean by that, it's the way it's woven.
Mm-hmm.
Some are woven close and some large. But now hog wire is made out of big heavy wire, and it's fixed so whenever you put it up on the post, the hog can't go through it, but he can go through chicken wire.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So your hog wire's got to be much stronger than your chicken wire. Your chicken wire's got to be much higher than your hog wire.